Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Sans Pants Radio. Why live your best life when you could be stealing someone else's?
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 9 of Zombie Plagued Chult. What happened before this? Well, wouldn't you like to know?
You end up next to Artist Simber at the railing. It's just the only place that's easy.
I think we've had one conversation since Chult, and that was when we were fighting giants together, and otherwise I don't think we've actually spoken.
I think that would be accurate. You look down and you see three giant crocodiles.
We're gonna put this meat in the water, try to attract the crocodiles to the meat, and then you're gonna freeze them in the river.
Alright then. Okay. Shall we remember that this could potentially destroy our boat?
So could the crocodiles.
Fair point. Neither Autumn A nor Cooper Louie exit the water.
Are the crocodiles gone?
The crocodiles are still just feeding and feeding and feeding. The crew don't know what to do. They're scared to pick a fight with these crocodiles because they know they'll lose. Quasha keeps striking them with lightning. You see, yeah, those two skeletons, a soldier between them and behind them with his red robes rolled and hiked up to his knees, sweating heavily. Yes. A particularly pudgy-looking red wizard of Fae.
Why? Why are you such a mean boy?
Unfortunately, it's just how I was raised, fat man.
Pop, you've closed in with the red wizard, but it's his turn, and he takes a 5-foot step back and throws a ball of fire at you. The ball of fire explodes nearly at your feet. You'll save for half damage again. Gosh, your dexterity saving throws are keeping you alive in this fight because he's thrown a lot of really good magic at you.
I was about to say, and my dexterity is fine.
It's okay.
That was a lot of dice, Adam.
Yeah, but you'll only take half damage.
Okay.
10, 20...
Wait a minute, what?
31. You only take another 15 points of damage. You could have taken 60 in total, or like 62 from the last two attacks, but you only took 30 because of some lucky dexterity saving throws.
Because this boy's a champion.
You're still only on 55 now.
I've been on worse.
Whatever. All right, that was the red wizard's turn. You can see that he's sweating for reasons other than the heat right now. The soldier behind you, you hear him just...
Is he always like this?
Yes. Tiffany what? And flask of wine. Sorry?
What a blithering idiot.
You're two turns away. It's the skeletons.
Flask of wine, are they there yet?
No, flask of wine. Well, you're actually faster than flask of wine.
But I told flask of wine to run.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Was that last turn?
Yeah.
Oh, he should have been there last turn. Well, he's there now.
Okay.
Flask of wine bursts upon the scene, looks around, quickly surmises what... He looks at the guard and says, I know what it looks like when you've been paid off. He fires a bow. He fires a bow at the red wizard.
Don't I control flask of wine?
Oh, do you want him? Who do you want him to attack?
One of the skeletons.
He attacks one of the skeletons. Two arrows miss the skeleton.
Ah, it's because they got no skin. That's my fault.
I hope it goes through the ribs.
Oh, actually, no, you don't control flask of wine. He's out of your range now. You got to pick a different NPC.
So he fights the wizard.
Pop controls flask now.
I'm not going to make him attack those skeletons.
You want him to attack the wizard?
Yeah, help me knock this fucker out.
All right, who would you like to take, Tiffany?
Who's near me?
You've got Artist Simber. You've got...
Artist.
All right. So he attacks the wizard. Both of those arrows will hit, dealing 11 points of damage. Two arrows strike the man in his big belly. That's a sound he
Should have skipped breakfast, mate. Then you wouldn't be such an easy target.
God.
Just turned into bullying.
Yes.
What this is.
Yes. It's the skeleton's turn. Both of them swing at the back. They're just hammering away at your shell, but they can't do anything. It's just crack, 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 crack. Like two lumberjacks trying to chop down a tree, but the tree is made of metal, and the lumberjacks are using wooden axes.
That's a great image.
Then, Pop, it's your turn. You've already gotten Flask to act, but you can also act.
Yeah, I'd like to keep going on trying to knock this big fat fuck out.
No, stop it, you stupid turtle.
Oh, fuck, I fucked it up again.
Your first attack will be a miss. Your second attack is a critical miss.
Oh, that's bad for me.
Yeah, that's bad for you.
Oh, no, that's no good.
My stick stuck. Your weapon becomes lodged in a non-damaging part of the enemy or a nearby object. As you swing back, that's your hammer. So your hammer has, you know, the curved part for removing a nail.
Yep.
You swing your hammer back and your hammer impacts into, let's say, the skeleton. When you yank, your hand comes away free of the hammer. You've lost your hammer in that skeleton.
Oh, fuck.
Your third attack with the sickle will hit, though. You deal a further 10 points of damage. Once again, you smack him in the belly with the flat part of your sickle, maybe digging one of the arrows deeper into his gut.
Oh, I love this. It's so good.
It's the wizard's turn. He takes another 5-foot step back. Stop it! Stop it! He throws another ball of fire at you. This time you fail.
That's all right.
29 points of damage to you.
I'm still going.
Yeah, you're still kicking. Another ball of flames explodes at your feet, and you don't. You got that ball of fire, but you also got the world at your feet, so you don't mind.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big, fat, bald man.
That was the red wizard. The guard leans up against the tree, unslings his backpack, and starts rummaging around in it. He comes out with a small metal tin. He opens that and takes out a biscuit and some cheese.
See if it's going to join our party. He's great.
The guard has his lunch. Tiffany, you are one turn away.
Cool.
It's the skeleton's turn. Aha! One of the skeletons, I believe, is about to crack your armor. Oh, no, never mind.
I'm a tank.
Yes. No, he does crack your armor.
Rude.
You take 11 points of damage as one of the skeletons breaks part of your shell up and gets to the soft, gooey flesh beneath. You feel an awful pain radiating up and down your spine, and you can tell that one of your vertebrae has been shattered.
Fuck you, your bony right, fuck.
Your right leg refuses to respond.
Oh, well, that's all right. It's a bum leg. Doesn't do much anyway.
You're a glass half full sort of guy, aren't you? Pop, it's your turn. You're controlling Flask as well.
Gift of protection, Adam. Is that a bonus action or an action?
That doesn't count as an action at all.
That's the one gift. A week thing. Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't count as anything at all. It's a free action, basically.
I wonder if it was the last time I used it.
I don't recall.
I can't remember either. I'm going to use the DM's memory loophole.
I'll allow it. You take no damage for a turn.
Great. I want to use gift of protection, and then I don't have my hammer, do I? It's back in that.
Yeah, your hammer's stuck in the skelly.
That's all right. I've got claws, as we discovered earlier today.
Claws are also lethal weapons.
And I'm going to Zephyr Strike this time too.
All right. Zephyr Strike gives you an advantage on one weapon attack roll. We'll say the first one. And it deals an extra D8 damage. You hit. You deal 16.
I'm still with the sickle, don't I? So I'm hand and sickle.
Your first attack with the sickle, you smack him in the face. His head rocks backwards. And a beautiful, amazing arc of blood sprays forward that you can tell is from his nose, and it washes in like a wave in front of him. The red wizard topples over unconscious. You have two attacks left and the two skeletons are still standing.
Well, time to take down the skellies.
So your other two attacks, you level on one of the skeletons.
I want to go to the one that's got my hammer, and I'm going to try to get the hammer back in the attack.
You strike both times with your claw and with the sickle again. You deal 20 points of damage to the skeleton, destroying it. The skeleton crumbles. It breaks apart as you destroy it. Absolute destruction, desecration of the bones. It falls in a heap. Then you have a flask of wine. Yeah. What would you like him to do?
Take the other skeleton.
Flask of wine, as he approaches, you can see a golden energy dissipating from around him. The magic of his speed that he used to get here.
You're going to arrive at the best scene of an unconscious fat wizard, a guard eating a sandwich, a pile of bones, and maybe another pile of bones.
Flask of wine knocks, draws, and fires his arrows twice. Both of them pass harmlessly through the skeleton. You hear as Flask of Wine sprints past you. Flask of Wine says,
My God, Cat.
The red wizard is unconscious. It's the guard's turn. He tears into a chunk of cheese. He's enjoying his lunch. Tiffany and Artis, you arrive on the scene. What would you like to do? You can see one skeleton and a man having lunch.
Hello, kids.
I look...
Oh, an unconscious red wizard.
I look...
Figuratively and literally. He is definitely sweating profusely enough to have like a red sheen to him.
I look at the unconscious wizard, person having lunch, skeleton person having lunch.
The guard nods. Howdy.
I nod back. Pile of bones. Skeleton, we're still fighting. Okay, going for the skeleton. I would like to green flame blade the skeleton.
All right.
With Artis Simba on my flank. Actually, no, I can probably just use Flask of Wine as a flank.
There you don't need to flank in 5th Ed. You just need to be fighting next to a friend. So if there's another friend fighting, for example, a pop counts.
Hey, sick. Yep. Nah.
Tiffany, you deal 27, 28 points of damage, destroying the skeleton. You come down. You use your rapier as like a switch, like a regular sword as opposed to a pointy sword. But you crumple the skeleton's head into its chest cavity. Keep going. You crumple the chest cavity around the legs, and you crumple the legs into the feet. The skeleton is destroyed. More so even than Pop's skeleton.
This is very good to hear.
Not bad, Owens. Not bad.
Thanks.
Combat over. Ooh, let's give you some experience. You get...
I'm going to heal myself.
We'll say half experience for the guard because you didn't properly defeat him.
Properly? Yeah. I used my skills.
With the mind. He's on side now.
It wasn't as hard a fight.
I had to roll twice. It was very hard.
All right. You both get 1,363 experience points.
Do we get anything for the gate at the crocodiles?
Tell you what, I'll round this one up to 1,400, and we'll say that's a little bit of extra, a little bump of experience for the crocs.
Ooh.
Thanks, Adam.
You're very welcome.
You're good to us.
I am all right. What's the plan?
Cure wounds.
So
obviously.
So we're meant to be interrogating that dead wizard?
No, he's not dead. He's just knocked out. But he will be shortly. Don't you worry, my armored friend.
He nods.
I look at the armored friend, look at his cheese a bit longingly, look back at you and just look at the red wizard. I don't have questions to ask. I know what's going on. At this stage, it's not my business why it happened or how. I just got to roll with
the
what
guy
I got.
Offers you the hunk of cheese.
Thank you. I eat the cheese.
Well, da. 5 silver, he says.
I turn my back on the guard.
All right. What lovely cheese this is. What is this? Is this a... I think it's a cheddar?
Can I give him 5 silver?
Yeah.
I gave him 5 silver for the cheese.
He gives you the cheese.
Nice doing business with you.
Same back to you.
Then I want to use the level 2 cure wounds.
Right.
I break the cheese in half and I give half to you and I eat the other half.
Oh. Huh. Oh, that didn't register for a second. Thank you.
Thank you, Pop.
You recover 7 hit points, Pop.
Really? How bad did I roll?
You rolled a 1 and a 3.
Oh, do it again.
I've got 2 healing potions. Do you want one?
Yeah, right.
Do you have what type of healing potion they are?
No.
No? All right. Base level it is. Do you use both healing potions?
I only take one.
6 hit points. You might want to take a... Oh, short rest won't heal you.
Just a joke for Adam. What do you want?
Yeah. 28 out of 102.
I can cure wounds again.
I hand the other healing potion. You still don't look great.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the cube.
You recover another 7 hit points.
Am I just rolling terribly, Adam?
Well, the basic healing potions aren't great either.
True. But I did roll terribly when I cured myself.
You're nearly at Cursaball, so if you want, you could just hold out, and hopefully nothing bad has happened there.
Oh, Adam. I'd like to... all right, we're going to restrain our fat friend and ask him a few questions. These are basically, we had to interrogate a red wizard to help us with the whole get to Omu. Yeah?
Omu, yes. The lost city.
That's where we're going to the heart of Ubtau to interrogate red wizards. But if we interrogate this red wizard, we probably don't have to go to the heart of Ubtau.
Hey. I excitedly get out my rope because I haven't had a chance to use it yet.
Off you go.
I tie up the fat wizard. He was, I can only assume, rude in some way that wronged us and has earned this title.
Do you know what's funny? He was just there.
Yep. Oh, no, I know. I know it's your fault.
It's also he's a red wizard and I hate him.
You just would have hated him anyway, you know?
Yep. Is in the way.
Artis Simbra turns to the guard and says, "Can I ask, what exactly will you say when you return to... Where are you going?" The guard says, "I'll probably return to the heart of Ubtau. That's where I work."
We exchange a look.
Artis Simbra says, "And what exactly are you going to say when you get there?" "I'll say the jungle took him."
Huh. I like you.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. No, correct.
Do we actually have to go to the heart of Ubtau, though, now?
Let's see how this goes.
All right, we'll see how this interrogation
goes. Hey, what about we see how this goes?
Oh, yeah, let's give it a try, eh? We'll give it a crack.
Let's go to the heart of Ubtau.
Yeah, if this guy's got nothing, we can go with the, the stronger man. Well, I'm going to get going, the guard says. I'll see you guys around.
You know what would be real good is if anybody was speaking Infernal that isn't that Tiffany or I was going to, secretly, stealthily follow that man in the jungle just in case we need to know where he is, eh?
Flask of Wine looks at you and, narrows his eyes. You can see Flask of Wine, it's almost as if you can see the cogs slowly turning. Because you didn't exactly say what you needed him to do, but, he's dumb, you know?
Yeah. Flask of Wine, follow him into the jungle.
Flask of Wine's ears flick up, and Flask of Wine addresses the group. "I need to use the bathroom." He walks away.
That's a good flask.
Thanks, Flask.
The guard leaves, and presumably so does Flask of Wine on his heels. If you wanted to rouse him, you'll either need to give him some healing magic or wait overnight. It's up to you.
I mean, I have healing magic. Cure wounds. But I want to cure wounds badly, Adam.
All right. Well, you can do that. I'd allow it.
Just enough to get him up.
You give him 1 hit point. Actually, you know what? I'll roll. You give him 1 hit point. You give yourself the rest. I'll allow it.
Hey.
You recover another 5 hit points.
Hey.
Cop that, fat boy.
And you give, him 1 hit point.
Bet you he's impotent as well.
Gosh.
Mother dearest. Is that you?
Yeah, your mother turned into a great big fucking tool.
Oh, no. What is this? What has happened?
You lost.
What?
You picked a fight with someone that you should not have picked a fight with, and you lost.
Picked a fight? You came trembling, thrashing your way through the underbrush, and you yelled at me. No one yells at me.
I yell at everyone.
No, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Untie me at once, you creatures. You,
he spits at, oh, not spits, but like spittle flies out of his mouth as he addresses you, Tiffany.
You creature, hellfire! We would have you killed in my homeland.
Well, we're not in your homeland.
Drowned, dashed upon the rocks.
You are not in a position to be saying these things.
We would kill you both as babes in the crib.
I pluck out one of his eyes with my sickle.
Oh, wow. He's down. He only had a hit point. I mean, you fucking do it.
Yeah, and then I bring him back to one hit point, Adam.
I'm going to... Fuck, this is going to get dark. I'm going to make a medicine check to see whether or not you fuck this up. All right, look, you gouge out one of his eyes. You can use your claw instead of the sickle, maybe. You have more dexterity with that.
What's better, though?
All right, you use the sickle. You gouge out left or right.
What eye am I missing? Right.
Right? All right. You gouge out his right eye. There's nothing but... There's no delicate way to do it. You do not come away with a clean eye. You just putrefy and...
Smush
and blend his eye so that it is not in his socket anymore. You cast another healing spell.
This is very bad, Tom. This is so bad.
You recover 8 hit points, and he's on a hit point again.
Why? Why would you do this?
You aren't being very polite.
What? What?
Well, you weren't being very polite.
What on earth are you talking about, creature?
All right, you need to stop calling people creatures or I'll take your dick next.
Artisimbra nods. Please, be civil.
To me or to the wizard?
To him.
I love it.
You!
The red wizard continues spittle flying out of his mouth as he addresses Artis.
You, I know who you are. When I get out of here, I will contact Miss Shadowmantle herself, and you will be killed. Killed, I tell you.
When are you going to do that?
When I am free.
Artis Simper just shakes his head and puts his hands up.
I suppose, yeah. If you were free, you could go
now
back.
Now let me go.
Oh, right. You do see what's going on here, don't you?
Yes, you cretin.
Right, so why would I let you go?
Because you should, you stupid beast.
Yeah, cool.
Sorry. Why would you think we'd let you go?
You couldn't understand the powers you are dealing with, little girl. Whack!
Dragon Bait punches him in the jaw.
He's
down again. Dragon Bait absolutely breaks his jaw.
Good work, Dragon Bait.
Oh my god, we're going to kill him just because he's annoying.
Yes. I bring him back on another hit point.
All right. You.
How many spells do you have?
I've got one to go. Oh my god. Well, I've got one level one and I've got one more level two.
You recover 5 more hit points.
Yay.
Beast.
So, I think we do know, don't we, our horns, what sort of nastiness we're dealing with in this jungle, don't we?
I think we have a very good idea. We've killed most of it.
He tries to spit at you.
Can I condescendingly...
He fails.
I condescendingly wipe his mouth, like wipe the spit like he's a baby. Did he thank me?
Yes. he thinks maybe you're serving him.
Oh, he's really racist.
So why don't you tell us about your big snaky friend?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You are not sure what he said, but you have to assume he's right. He's just saying awful, spouting awful nonsense.
He doesn't know anything, does he?
You don't know. You could try to beat him out of him.
Oh, hang on.
You could try to just solidly intimidate or something like that.
Show him your face.
I peel back the...
As you reach up to do that... Artis Simber quickly grabs your hand. He looks at you and says, don't use it like that. have respect to yourself.
I look at Artis just a bit devastated. It's my own face.
Don't use it like a weapon like that.
I give him a really disappointed look.
I think you're more than that.
I see that what you're trying to do is nice, but it doesn't feel very nice. We've tied him to a tree, yeah?
You've tied him up.
Okay. I say my piece to Artis. I sort of shake my head and I say, I turn back and look at the fat bald wizard and I say, "Oh no! Your mistress is coming!" And then I run behind a tree and alter self to have red robes with a real big hood, long dark hair. The hood's like hanging over my face.
Oh, that is amazing. All right, you do so.
And I'm going to come back around the tree on the side where his bad eye is. Where his lack of eye is. What have you done?
Are you going to try and be out? Because he could turn his head.
I grab his head so he can't.
We're a team. Right. We work together.
All right. And you say,
"What have you done?"
Look at that. What have you done?
It's just a shame you can't talk. Can all of your cure wound things make
his jaw
fit?
Can I fix his mouth? His jaw?
You'd have to do a proper cure wounds.
And he would be strong.
Yeah. And then you could fix his, you'd never be able to fix his eye, but you could fix his jaw like that.
Would he be able to fight back?
Fight back to what?
Oh, he's tied up, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's incapacitated. So even if I heal him enough to fix his jaw.
You'll heal him more if he can find a way loose or something like that. You'll probably, at max, you'll give him like 9 hit points.
Yeah, I'm going to try to fix his mouth.
All right.
What are you doing, you incompetent wretch? You can't even interrogate me right.
I liked you better when your jaw was half fucking off your face.
I could say the same for you, you slimy sack of bits and pieces. Not even glued together anymore, it would seem.
Oh, look, if you're going to start saying those things, I would have bought you dinner first.
Okay, so I'm going to... Clearly that didn't work.
No, it didn't.
It was a good try.
Thank you.
I like where your head's at.
Whip my hood off to reveal my real face with my real gash.
And you want to make an intimidation check?
Yes. Listen here. You fear a hell, but I will send you there.
You have advantage to intimidation, but you're not very intimidating.
But I'm ugly.
Now you look like an idiot in front of Artis who told you not to do this.
No, but did it work? What if I'm feeling really lucky?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
All right, you cretin. In my top breast pocket.
I'll hold his face.
I reach into his top breast pocket.
You pull out a map. A map of Chult and the surrounding areas.
Oh, this is really lovely. Thank you, Fatso.
This is what you want, now set me free.
You know, we will. We will. We'll set you free.
You believe in an afterlife, right?
No, of course I don't.
Shame you picked the wrong god. Slit his throat.
What are you doing?
Oh my god, I've never been angrier at an NPC.
He dies.
Good. What? So the map, I assume, shows us stuff.
Oh, we checked that before we killed him, right?
I'm assuming you didn't.
It's good to have him gone, though, you know.
So we can flip the big old map in the center of the table over. Ooh. And you get the full version of it.
Oh.
That's all of the map.
All right. Well, he's dead and we have a map.
Yep.
Thanks for your intervention, Horns. I appreciate it.
Anytime. I cover up my face that worked and just like give a really passing quick glance to Artis. Like, it worked. You're welcome. That's fine. I'm being the bigger person.
Artis isn't looking at you. He's looking away. You don't think necessarily like for cruelty or anything like that.
It's probably just because I'm ugly.
All right. So I guess we continue on to Curse of Baal, but we probably... Needs it. You know, we didn't think through, Horns.
What?
When we sent Flask of Wine after that man, how the fuck we're going to get him back?
He's going to follow that guy all the way to the heart of Ooptow, isn't he?
Maybe. You don't know. Artis Sembra says, perhaps we make a camp. Oh, wait. What's going on?
Oh, right. You don't speak in. Look.
We've made a big oversight.
Well,
we sent Flask of Wine off to follow the guard just in case we needed help getting to Ubtau, but we never told him when to stop.
Oh. But perhaps we make camp here for the night?
That's not half a bad idea, Simple.
He might come back. Maybe.
We'll see how we go. We make camp here, and then we'll push on to the temple tomorrow, and then if we haven't heard from him, we head towards the heart. Although looking at this map, that looks like a fucking hideous journey.
To get to the heart of Ubtau?
Mm.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun.
Well, I mean, surely Flask of Wine would have been able to see that the man had nearly died, and it was just an interrogation away before we... I really doubt that Flask of Wine would stay out past evening.
Past his bedtime.
There's a lot of trees to count. All right, I guess we make camp.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Also, hey, D&D is fun, but if you're wishing that you could hear questions that no one ever thought to ask about pop culture you only kinda know, then do I have news for you. Plumbing the Death Star is a show by Zammit, Dusher, and Jackson, where they, as my dad calls it, make a living while being a drain on society, like you, Adam. So, if you like the sound of that, or if you want to know why my dad doesn't believe in entertainment, then head on down to sanspantsradio.com and search for Plumbing the Death Star.
Tiffany, you recover 34 hit points, and Pop, you recover 52, meaning that everyone is fully healed.
Hey! You were sick.
I was sick, but I was stiff upper lip, you know? Yeah.
The night passing uneventfully. Highs or lows?
There's a lot rolling on this.
Highs.
Okay. Flask of Wine has returned by the morning. He looks tired.
You're right, Flask.
Yes, I tracked him for as long as possible, but then he noticed me.
You hurt?
No.
That's good.
He's tired.
We had a good plan, but we didn't tell you when you would know to come back, so apologies.
Oh, yes, I noticed. I thought you would follow.
No, that wasn't the plan. We have a map, though. Does it line up with your recollections of the journey you took following him?
He did not travel that far. He got to about the river and no further, so I would say yes. I have only seen the jungle, and this says that there is only jungle in this square.
That's good. That's good.
So what is the plan now?
I sort of try and catch Pop's eye and mouth. Heal him.
He's not taking any damage.
Oh, he's just tired?
Yeah.
So he hasn't slept?
No, he hasn't. You've been traveling all night.
Oh, no, there's nothing to be done for that.
It's just a sleepy boy.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, that's funny. Maybe like, heal him. You'd be like, except no, that's not how it works.
It's not how it works.
I don't have that magic. I wouldn't know.
You are familiar. Anyway, never mind. Not here. Not time for it.
Let's continue to, where are we going?
You could still head towards Khir Sebal if you wanted to. You don't necessarily need to anymore. It might be nice to, you've come this far at least. They're not very far. You're probably closer to Khir Sebal than you are to the Brazen Pegasus. So you may as well say hello, but you don't have to. Like, you can just turn around. It's not a big deal. You know where you're going now, ultimately.
You're the one with the clock on these horns. What do you want to do?
Omu, please, can we just, there's no point in wasting any more time.
All right. We are going straight back to the boat, ladies and gents. We're going forth onto Omu.
You head back towards the boat. That'll take you the better part of today.
That's all right.
And a random event.
Random events are never good. It's never, oh gosh, the sun made you feel a kind of youth that you haven't felt in years.
Why isn't that in this game, Adam?
It is. You just haven't rolled for it yet.
Oh, the likely story from the guy rolling.
With the book of made-up rules that he makes up as he goes.
It's not made up.
No, it's not.
Everything's made up.
There's tables and math.
Not everything's made up.
the law is made up.
That's but a plant everything. Isn't made of.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
It's made up of atoms.
No, it isn't.
And Eves.
Fuck, I wish that was the
Do you have any good
story.
Boy cards?
Why?
I will take one from you.
Oh, I don't think you should.
All right, I'll figure something else out then.
Oh, no.
Which one of your party members would you describe as your favorite?
Oh, Shu.
As if you want me to kill anyone. Any party member who likes you, you like. And any party member who doesn't like you, you want to make like you.
So badly.
All right, who's leading?
Pop.
I mean,
Pop.
Yeah, it's me. It's your boy.
Well, would Flask of Wine maybe have a better idea?
He's very tired.
Oh, he's sleepy.
And we're just retracing our steps.
Porn carry him so he can have a nap.
Porn's back at the boat.
Okay.
We can sleep when we get on the boat.
As you're walking back, Tiffany, you can hear, you're walking next to Flask of Wine, you can hear every now and then, as he takes a step, every step he takes, he does like a purring sort of sound.
Like a little snore.
Yeah. You maybe know from your encounters with Tabaxi so far, indicates that they are tired.
So cute. I say nothing.
Anyway,
but I walk close to him the whole way.
Tiffany just sobbing.
Anyway, Pop, as you're walking, you see coiled underneath a bush a giant poisonous snake. When I say giant in this instance, I mean about man-sized. Imagine a movie where snakes are the villain. Anaconda?
Anaconda, yeah. Yeah.
The snakes imagine anaconda. That sort of big, a snake.
Yeah.
Coiled under, sorry?
Human sizes in thickness or length?
Thickness.
Ah.
So it is as thick as my waist is. So very thin.
But it's got curves in all the right places, this snake.
I would say lumps in all the right places.
Why has it got a butt that just won't quit out of it?
Get a good boy card. The snake is coiled and ready to strike.
Oh.
I freeze, Adam.
You freeze?
Yep.
All right. It strikes at you. Should have backed away, buddy. All right.
I'd hate them. I'm terrified.
I will say that it... Oh, no. It's going to bite you. Never mind. You take 6 points of piercing damage as its fangs sink into you. And as its fangs sink into... Going straight through. Do you wear boots?
I wear no clothes. I wear belts and a hat, and I gave away one of my belts.
It just bites into your foot, and you feel like a pumping sensation, and you can tell that it's trying to get poison into you. You fail a con-saving throw and are going to take an extra 12 points of damage. Pop, it's your turn.
I begin to squeal.
Pop squeals like a stuck pig.
What would that sound like?
And immediately just try to just thrash the snake to pieces.
All right. First round of combat, you get an extra attack.
Zephyr Strike. Zephyr Strike because it's the next day.
You cast Zephyr Strike. This first attack will then have advantage. Hey, critical hit. Ding, 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 ding.
Good. Fuck ding, you, snakes.
Ding, ding, yeah, ding, you're ding, about ding. To fucking destroy this snake. Slice to the cheek, quadruple damage. In your panic, you cut at the snake's head, trying to get it off your foot, and you tear its cheek apart. Your first attack deals... God.
Is this just over-the-top overkill?
Yep. You deal 48 points of damage. Yeah, it has 11 hit points, so... In your first attack, you kill it. Your second attack is also a hit. You deal a further 7 points of damage. Your third attack is a hit. You deal 8 points of damage. And your fourth attack is a hit. And you deal 9 points of damage.
Okay, so as this is happening, you kill once. It's obvious the snake's dead. You keep going.
I keep going. Oh, yeah.
Pop. Pop. Pop.
What?
Stop. Stop.
Oh.
It's dead.
Is that Adam?
Yeah.
Is that just Adam?
That was Adam.
Are you Okay.
Fine. I'm good. I don't want to talk about it.
Do you smoke?
Artist Simba says.
No, but I should.
Artist Simba takes out a pipe and tobacco, and he lights it for you.
I run to your foot. Are you hurt? Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'll be all right. I'll be fine. It's but okay.
It sounded like you got really smoking. Badly hurt.
I start smoking the pipe.
It tastes of cherry.
Oh, it's good.
It sounded like you got really badly hurt. Are you sure you're okay?
No, it was just a little bite.
But you... Okay. Yeah. I leave.
Oh, fuck me.
You're just going to smoke for the rest of the day?
I'm just going to... Just stress smoke the whole
You stress
way.
Smoke Artist Simba's pipe the rest of the day.
Can I skin the snake?
You can grab the snake, but to skin it, you'd need to be stopped. You don't really have a great opportunity.
Okay, I'll just store it.
You don't know how long you can store that snake before the skin is no good to you.
Can I just squeeze it out?
Like you would need to kind of...
Like a roller tube.
If you wanted to, the group could stand still for a little while you did that.
How long's Pop smoking for?
How long?
I'm smoking the whole way back to the boat.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll leave the snake. Maybe.
No, but then I can stand and smoke.
Oh, no. No, I don't want to delay anyone. I thought we were standing around smoking.
Oh, are we standing around smoking or are we walking?
That's up to you guys.
Let's walk back.
I think Pop needs to stand for a minute.
I cut out a bit of skin.
You do a decent job. You skin the snake.
Okay.
There's lots of slash marks in it. How's this skin left?
Well, you just destroyed the head. You were working your way down the body. There's a lot of skin.
That's a big snake.
Tiffany gets, you get a lot of snake skin. You can add that to your inventory.
A lot of snake skin. And what color is it?
Green. You continue onwards. You get to the boat.
Yes.
I'm not leading the group anymore.
All right. Flask of wine will do that.
Yeah. Just sit back. Just have a bit of smoke.
You did a lot of the heavy lifting. Flask of wine gets you back all right.
About halfway the way back. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay. That's it.
Okay.
Just wanted to check in.
The Brazen Pegasus is loaded up and everyone gets on and you sail onwards towards, what's that lake called?
Lake Luo.
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 What's Nangalore?
Nangalore is...
Oh, Nangalore's a dangerous place, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all you've been told.
While we're on the boat, I would like to find Artis and give him back his pipe.
He takes it back. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
For the pipe.
You're very welcome.
Good.
So it takes another... it would take less than 6 days. It takes, I would say, 4 days for you to get to Lake Luo. As you're traveling, you can see on the side of the river just before you get... Actually, as the river empties out into the lake, you can see a dwelling, reed huts. And intermingled among the reed huts, you see 5 strange bird-like creatures.
Ooh.
When I say a hut, I mean like a human being would make a hut. The creatures regard you with curiosity. Pop, you know these creatures as Ehbli.
Is Epley.
They're thought to be reincarnations of evil humans who were punished by gods for acts of larceny and kidnapping. They are intelligent evil cranes. They loom 8 feet tall and lay eggs as mundane birds do.
I thought this was going to be cute, Adam.
8 feet.
Flask of wine, staring out at them, says, they will not attack us.
Good.
We are too many.
Good.
They wouldn't fucking want to anyway.
We could speak to them. They might know anything of the... We don't need to know anything of the area nearby, do we? They could tell us things. They are inquisitive creatures. So long as we show strength, they will not attack us.
Maybe it's safer to just leave them be.
All right. Fair enough.
Pop?
I'm not going to say anything.
What did you want to say?
Nothing.
But now I want to know.
But if I say it to you, then I'll have to say it to them.
You don't have to say that to them.
No, but I will, because I'll have said it to you. And if I've said it to you, then I've got to say it to them.
This is a risk I'm willing to take, then. Please tell me.
I love tabaxi. I
wonder why they're here. Their heads are so fucking pink.
All right. You may say it to them now. Flask of One walks away. I am not interested. I've learnt it. Now it is boring.
Why are your head so fucking pink?
Oh, my Pop.
I can't help it.
Oh, my Pop.
This is who I am. It's how I'm put together, unfortunately.
What?
He said your heads are such a lovely shade of pink.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I like these guys. They're clever. What's going on in this lake?
What? What?
A bunch of them start approaching
you. Sorry, did you describe them as naturally inquisitive and then just make them say what?
They're the seagulls from Finding Nemo.
What? What? Naturally inquisitive. You'd write a good resume out of Adam Carnivale.
Hey, be nice to your good friend.
I love it. This is great.
Grig says, am I stopping the boat?
No need to. Don't stop.
All right. Slow down.
Just keep cruising.
What? What do you want, huh?
What goes on in the lake?
In the lake?
Yeah.
Don't know why you need to know.
A terrible beast.
We're in the lake.
We're not in the lake. We're at the entry of the lake.
Be good to know, what if there's a gigantic tentacle monster living in the middle of it? We'll park someone at the edge, right?
Grig says, not a bad argument, actually.
Thank you. Some of my worst ideas end up being some of my best ideas.
Why are we going to the lake? That's not where Omu is.
We've got to go to the lake to dock the ship to then walk to Omu. We can't sail all the way to Omu.
Why do we have to go into the lake? We can just park it on the river.
No, because you can't park. All right, have a look at the map. Right, if we park over here, we're near the Valley of Embers, right? Do you see anything marking this territory as being infested with undead?
No.
If we park the boat here, do you see anything here that is marked as territory that is infested by the undead?
Well, I just simply wouldn't go that way. We can go around the undead areas, but fine, we'll go into the lake.
We can completely avoid undead areas.
Rip would be... That's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Tell them their heads are stupid.
Already did.
Oh, my. sit and fume.
We're going.
Fine.
We'll get you dead back.
What did you ask them?
I think I specifically said, what's with the lake?
You got any gems? What? Gems? What? Gems? I said gems.
I love them.
Oh, my God.
Adam, these are great.
So what you're saying is the lake is full of gems.
No. What? No. I'm talking to them. What?
Do you want me to knock him out for you?
Gems. Give me gems. I'll tell you about the lake. It's dangerous. What? Shh.
You give me gems. If I give you gems, you tell me about the lake.
Yes.
If I have any gems, I think I gave them all to the big monster.
I don't have any gems.
I have an amulet of Forgetsies. Has that got a gem in it? Is it pretty?
It is.
What about this? I hold up the amulet of Forgetsies.
He like squints and looks at it. All right.
All right, what's in the lake?
Drop it first.
Are you fucking kidding? Do I look stupid to you?
Do you look trustworthy?
No, I don't. Neither do you. So we're at an impasse. You start telling me and then I'll lower it out to you.
Lake is hot. Too hot to live in.
Too hot like a spring. Like a hot spring.
Worse than that. There's a volcano nearby.
Right. So nothing nasty inside except for the volcano.
The water, the lake is, you can see that the creature's eyes are locked to the amulet. The water's boiling in some places.
Good to know.
Fling the amulet of Forgetsies at him.
Okay. He catches it with his mouth.
What? 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 Another one of them bounds forwards. He didn't tell you everything. You got any more gems?
No.
Do you know what's beyond the Valley of Embers? I know. What? What?
Oh, my fucking God. Horns, next time I do something stupid like this, just tell me to fuck off, please.
Dragonbait, who has been leaning on the side of the ship next to you, just interested, half interestedly watching this conversation, nods slowly.
Well, we've got Vaughn back. I just remembered that.
On the boat.
Anyway.
Did you want to bring Vaughn on the boat? He can, come on.
Yeah, he's on the boat. We're taking him with us.
He's sitting on his bum with his knees up and his arms wrapped around his knees.
Just the idea that he got onto the ship. All right, Vaughn, make yourself small.
just the... like the calculations buzzing in his head being like, make yourself small. I know he doesn't think, but in this instance he did.
You can't make that call.
I look at you and stare and shake my head and I don't stop. And I smile like I told you so.
Yeah, all right, you did.
Was it worth not having that thing in a museum?
Oh, that thing's useless. The amulet Forgetsies.
It's not what it's called.
It's not what it's called.
It's a fine amulet, but it's not a museum.
But it's kind of funny that you do not call it by its right name.
Ah, correct.
It's a nice amulet, but it's not a museum amulet.
Okay.
Bourne's amulet, museum amulet.
What?
The difference. Look at this, right? Look at the one I gave that bird.
At about this point in the conversation, you're too far away to have any more conversations with those birds.
Fair enough.
So we're going to the Warm Lake?
We're going to go to the Warm Lake, and then we're going to cross through the Valley of the Embers and around to Waimu. Unless you want to go around the Peaks of Flame.
No, that would take too long.
Unless you want to cut through this shitty forest full of zombies.
I don't think you're in any position to be talking down to me right now.
No, but I am taller, so it's just going to happen.
Dragonbait chuckles a little at that.
What's he smell like?
He smells like...
lemon?
Yeah, lemon.
Lemon and ham. It's funny, but I'm a bit stressed.
That's the funny and stressed sound.
Oh, I see.
It's perfect.
I get it. All right, all right. You eventually are deposited out into Lake Luo. And you sail for its southern shore. Every now and then you hear a creaking sound from the ship. And Grig nervously tells you that that would be the boiling water reacting against the wooden hull. She's not made to sail in a boiling lake.
If we leave the ship here, is it going to be intact when we come back?
That's a very good question, Grig says.
What if you drop us off, head back up the river mouth a bit?
We could head back up.
Now parking in the river's an option, is it?
No. The boat can stay in the river, but we don't. My accent changed completely when I got angry then. If we park in the southern point of the lake, we can get out, walk across the Valley of Embers. If we park up in the river, we've got to walk through a jungle. We're both right in our own way. All right, Jesus.
What Christ we might Lord. Do is we might sail back north up to Port Castiglia, and then we'll sail back down south. It'll take us a week and a bit, maybe 2 weeks. In that time, if you haven't returned, well, you were never going to. Well, actually, a couple of weeks might not be long enough. You could be in the jungle for a month. But to sail up to Port Castiglia is probably clever for us. To keep moving is better than to stay still in Chult.
All right. Well, if you need to do that, then I suppose you can.
Do whatever's best for you.
If you wanted to, you could, just come back to Lake Luo and then just stand here and wait for us to return. We'll come back and forth. We'll keep searching for you.
All right. Well, hopefully we're there when you're there.
Well, actually, what you could do is... wherever we drop you off, we can keep coming to that point specifically and we can have a marker. That would be clever.
So if you put the marker there, meaning we can measure how long it's been there. Cetera,
we could leave a message through it or something like that. Yeah. That's clever, actually. Let's do that.
I like this idea, Greg.
That's a really great idea, Greg.
You make a pretty good captain.
I'm going to miss you.
Only for a little while.
Yeah.
You're making friends everywhere you go.
Well, it's good to be full of love.
Venturing deeper into Chult than they ever have before, will our heroes be strong enough to face the journey to Omu? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.